setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
I'm coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you can do it, and how you can get there. In short, it's about you fulfilling your purpose in your work. You were created to fill a unique role. That means you are valuable because you're needed. But it also means that you must do it. I think you have a duty to show up and be the best version of you in your work. I mean, there's two major areas of purpose in our life. One, our relationships, family and friends, and then in our work. In both places, relationships and work, so the personal and the professional, in both places we are needed. There's a role that we were created to play. And when we don't do it, it's not just about being happy, but it's about the responsibility. Somebody needs you to show up and be you. When you do your work, you're creating a result. Are you doing work that you're good at? Are you doing work that you love to do? And are you doing work that is creating a result or accomplishing a result that matters deeply to you? If the answer is no, you're not in your sweet spot. Let's help you get there. Some of you are in your sweet spot. You're just climbing. You want to climb a ladder. We're here to help you as well. This is about the journey to doing what you know that your heart longs to do. And it's not as scary. It's not as difficult as you think. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. You can email the show, ask at kencoleman.com. kencoleman.com for a ton of free and paid resources that can help you on this journey. Let's go to the phones. Bridgeport, Connecticut is where we start with Joe. Joe, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how you doing?
Joe,
I got a question for you.
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So basically, I'm 22. I've worked at the same place my whole life. I've worked here for about 5 years. I recently graduated college, and I'm looking into getting a new position potentially. I'm just bored where I'm at now. I don't feel applied. I just don't feel like I'm doing what I'm meant to be doing. Okay. And I basically kind of feel guilty about leaving because they've never really done anything wrong to me. But if I were to take the new opportunity, how do I go about telling my employer now? You know, because it's not like there's anything bad that happened. I just don't feel applied.
Yeah, well, you've been there since you were 17. It's the only job you've ever had. I love that you started off the call by saying, this is the only thing you've done in your life. You're 22!
Yeah, I've never done this before, so that's kind of where my shortfall is.
Yeah, listen, Joe, you're a great young man. And I love your heart. Don't overthink this. Here's what you do. I want you to leave the way that you would want somebody to leave you. I want you to leave the way that you believe you need to leave that would take out all risk of somebody going, that Joe is a real punk.
Yep.
Don't overthink it. Number one, be grateful. Number two, be clear. And number three, be grateful. I'm going to explain that in a little more detail because this really works for you, Joe, and it works for a lot of people. We get this call a lot. How do I leave? Well, number one, I said be grateful. So you go in and you go, thank you. At the age of 17, you gave me a shot. And for the last 5 years, you've given me a shot. And it has helped me in all the ways that you want to share with them. And I am grateful to you. Then the second piece is be clear. Tell them, cast the vision. Hey, this is the vision I have for my life. This is the direction I want to go in my life. And so as a result, I'm taking this opportunity. I have an opportunity that is going to further my life and my mission. And then finally, be grateful again. Be grateful again. Just kind of round it off. It's a sandwich. It's a gratitude sandwich. You got to tell them why you're leaving and where you're going. And and then you just say thank you one more time. How can I finish well?
Understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just have one other quick question for you.
For
we have time here.
Go for it.
So basically, I kind of did use proximity principle to find the new position that I'm working on. I actually am going for a second interview this evening. So that's kind of where this is fresh in my mind.
Good.
But no matter what position I take, I'm probably going to be taking a salary cut. What's an acceptable amount? That's the other part I'm having a hard part with, is taking a salary cut to go to a new position that has more potential.
Well, the key is the last two words of your question, more potential.
More potential.
So I'm okay with taking a salary cut if it has two factors, and you already mentioned one, more potential, so check that box. what more potential means to me, I'm assuming it means to you, that eventually you can make more money than you're making now, correct?
I would think so.
Well, no. See, now I want to know so.
Yeah, I know so.
Okay,
good. 5-10 years down the road, I could make more money or have more freedom than I do now.
Okay, great. And so that's one box. The other box is, can I financially make the adjustments? Can I make some sacrifices and adjustments that don't put me in scraping territory, just barely making it paycheck to paycheck? If that is also a yes, that you can make adjustments being as young as you are and not having all the responsibilities that a 42-year-old would have, then I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, I think I'm financially in a pretty sound spot to be able to take a hit. Even
how much of a hit? How much of a hit is it?
I would say probably a $30,000 a year hit.
Whoa! Wait a second. Okay. What are you doing now, and what is it that you want to go do?
So basically, I work at a smaller business now where we process stone products, and I pretty much run the whole operation. I'd say I make $85,000 to $90,000 a year, and my degree is in construction management, so I'm going to take like a project engineer or a field engineer role. And that would probably be about a $60,000 to $70,000 salary, depending on where I ended up.
Okay, but the goal is
take me superintendent or
that's it,
project manager.
Perfect. Take me up the ladder even further. What's after that?
Yeah, and then after that, you could be a VP of a company where you're making six figures easily, starting with twos and threes.
Okay, all right. I had to ask that, folks. That's why I went through that with you, Joe.
It's totally understandable.
Because when I hear a $30,000 pay cut, I want to see if there's another way.
Yep.
And I don't think there's another way. I think you're getting in proximity. This gets you in the industry. You get the chops. You learn your way up. And make it 65 at 22 is not chump change.
And I have plenty of money saved and invested.
Yeah, okay. So in your situation, Joe, yes. Take it and run. Yeah. Assuming you get it, all right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, no.
But be patient. Be patient. If for some reason, and I'm believing the best for you, I want the best for you, if for some reason you don't get this particular gig, I want to encourage you, you're doing the right thing. This is the right path. Don't get discouraged. Stay in that $85,000 a year job where you're running the place until you find the right way to jump in. But yes, in your case, I'm fine with a pay cut. What a sharp young man he is. Oh, man. Watch out for Joe. By the way, never one to miss an opportunity to rant. Joe just gave me one. Now, Joe just graduated college, okay? But I'm going to tell you something right now. Joe didn't have to go to college. I'm glad for Joe that he went to college. But here's a 22-year-old who's been working since the age of 17, so he worked his way through college. And he's running a business day to day. Now, I'm glad he got the degree. But Joe would be making that money whether he went to college or not. And it puts himself in a financial position to be able to take that area of interest and step into it. And I can tell you right now, even though he probably got a degree in construction management, he ain't learn anything in that college degree that he's going to learn on the job. And so I want to remind you parents and you young people out there, for some of you, you know, starting at 17 and making really good money by the time you're 22, making $65,000 to $85,000 a year puts you in such a financial position to where you can go after anything you want. Something to think about. You've heard about a gap year. How about a gap 3 or 4 or 5 years? Come on. Something to think about. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming right up. Folks, I like to stay in the know and support great companies doing great things. Have you heard of Burst? It's the sonic toothbrush everybody's talking about. Burst is loved by influencers and celebrities, not to mention hundreds of thousands of happy customers and me. See for yourself what everyone is talking about. Burst is the smart choice, and it's affordable. Visit burstoralcare.com and use code KEN to grab a Burst brush for as low as $49.99. That's burstoralcare.com. That's burstoralcare.com. Helping you discover what you were created to do and then come up with a plan to make it a reality. This is the Ken Coleman Show. That's right. We're talking about meaningful work. We're talking about working like nobody else. We're talking about marrying your income and your impact. We're talking about reclaiming your Mondays. There's no reason in the world why you should be miserable driving into work on Monday. And for those of you who aren't miserable, you're going, I'm not miserable. I'm just bored. I want more. I want to make more. I want to do more. Come on. We got ladders. We hand out ladders, Joe, every day. We're just handing out virtual ladders. We're giving you a plan to climb up the ladder. What's your ladder? How do you climb it? That's what we do. 844-747-2577. At the end of this segment, we're going to get to a couple of quick email updates from you, the people, for our Momentum Monday segment. But first, this is always fun. We started doing this, two, 3 months ago. We had some organic phone calls from couples where we got both people in the couple on the line, and it allows me to kind of play Judge Ken, get both people's insight, how they both feeling, what are they thinking? And so I'm all game for these things. So we've got, is it Matei? We've got Matei and Brett on the line in Denver. Matei and Brett, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking our call.
You bet. What's up?
So we just had a question. My husband is thinking of doing a career change. Currently, right now, he works self-employed as a steel detailer. He's worked there for over 10 years, and it's a family business. He works remotely, and it's in a different state, so he's just looking for more connection. Mm-hmm. And he isn't really passionate for his work. Currently, he runs a podcast that he's been really passionate about, and he has an opportunity to be a director of operations for a homeless young adult nonprofit. But it's making half the money, and currently we're in debt trying to get out. And so we're just trying to decide what he should do. And he also doesn't want to leave, you know, his family behind with that heavy load of work. So we're just not too sure on how to decide where to go.
All right, so let me repeat what I think I heard so that I'm fully up to speed. The nonprofit, is that something that is work? And by the way, is Brett on the line?
Yeah, I'm here on the line.
Okay, Brett, so is this nonprofit work, would you call that in your sweet spot? That's the type of work you really want to do?
So, I mean, I've done what I've been doing for the last 12 years, and I've been volunteering at this place and connected with the owner and the current operations director, and I just love...
Okay, good. So the answer is yes. You'd love it. And if the money were the same as you're making now, would you guys be calling me?
Probably still. Yeah.
Why?
Just because, you know, I'm in a situation with a family business and there's a large workload, and it looks like we're at least going to have that for the next 6 weeks.
Okay. Hold on a second. But if you didn't have to worry about the family business, would you be taking this as a no-brainer, or would you still be going, oh, it's the money thing too?
It would be a no-brainer.
Oh, interesting. So it would be a no-brainer even on the reduction in salary. Which, how much would it be?
It would be about 30,000 to 40,000 less, but that would be like before taxes and expenses for what I make currently.
Okay. And do you guys, you two discussed how you would pay off the debt if you took this job, making significantly less?
Yeah. So one thing about taking this job is I would be on salary, so I would get a set monthly rate rather than, you know, random checks throughout each month.
Right.
My wife works as well. You know, we're going to discuss our finances and find a number that we would feel comfortable for, and it might be a little bit more than what they're offering.
Good.
But kind of go in there with a few goals in mind, like, hey, if this is the right job, then let's see if we meet these goals before going forward.
I agree. Okay, so what this boils down to then, based on what you told me, is the guilt or the exodus from the family business, because this is family. We're seeing these people all the time, Christmas, Thanksgiving. That is the issue. That's what you're worried about. You're worried about hacking them off. You're worried about leaving them in a lurch because of this time of year with the amount of work. That's what's really going on.
Right.
So here's the deal. And I'm not setting you up, but I mean, I want you to answer this as honest as you can. Are you irreplaceable?
Yes and no. So, I mean, it's such a small group. There's about six of us that work together. So if I stopped, that would definitely affect the company. They would be able to get by.
Hold on a second. So to me, when I ask you if you think you're irreplaceable, you say yes and no. If you found somebody to step in, even if they didn't have your experience level, but it was another body that had some basic talent or skill in this area, could they make up the difference in the workload?
It would be difficult because it's such a unique trade.
Right. Okay, so has the nonprofit offered you the job right now? It's sitting in front of you, essentially waiting for you to say yes or no.
I've talked with the man who started it, and basically has told me, you know, pray about it. They've been praying about it, and
they want you.
They feel like I would be a good fit.
Okay, so my advice is that you're going to have to talk with him anyway about getting the numbers a little bit higher to allow for the adjustment in income. And while you're doing that, I would also so say, you know what, could I, if we work this out, then let's discuss me starting 8 weeks from now. And that gives your family, you get through this 6 weeks of a lot of work and you get them over the hump. You're hiring somebody immediately to train them side by side with you, and you get them through this 6 week period. I just think it's a negotiation. It's a conversation with the new leader. They want you bad enough, you know, then the money will come up a little bit and they'll be okay with you starting, you know, 8 weeks from now or 12 weeks from now.
Right.
I think that's the solution. If we feel it's right. And by the way, if those two things don't work out, I'm okay going, well, it's not this nonprofit. Maybe it's another one.
Right.
Here's my point. I don't want you to have this emotional decision that this is the only basket that you can put your eggs in. Make sense?
Yeah, okay.
Matei, what do you think? You've been listening.
I think it's just... yeah, I mean, obviously a part of it is really about the money, and I think he just really needs to sit down and pray about it and talk with the owner. And I mean, I know it's a family business, but I mean, if you're working in something that you're not passionate for, I think that's just kind of a step you have to just take to move forward.
And you and I are on the same page. But this money thing,
the other thing,
are you and Brett on the same page, Matei, with if we sat down and got our budget really clear and we got the number that we said we had to have, we can do this, we can keep moving forward? Are you too clear on that?
I think so. I think it's just, yeah, figuring out. I mean, obviously, if he took this job and even made a little bit more than what they're saying, it obviously would make it slower to get us out of debt. But I mean, as long as he's doing something more passionate
good for you
for him, I think so.
All right, Brett, yeah. I got 1 minute. I know you had a question. Go ahead.
Sure. The other thing besides money was the aspect that I live out here in Colorado and the family operates out of Tennessee. So for me, working at home quite a bit, it's something that I really struggle with, just being in a job solo by myself.
Yeah, let's just add that to the list. Add that to the list of why you should leave the family company.
Okay.
Yeah, you just gave me one more piece of evidence that you don't belong in this family company much longer than it takes to replace yourself. And you step into what you want to do, which we've got something. We got to see if that's the right opportunity, but it's the right kind of work. That we know. And so that's great news. I want you to walk away today going, look, I know the kind of work I want to do. I know why I want to do it. Got to get this money piece figured out, and I got to get this transitional piece worked out for my family. But brother, you better do what you were created to do, or the very people that you're trying not to upset will be the people that you will resent long term. I've seen this over and over again. Hey, love you guys. Matei and Brett, make the right decision, and you're going to win. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions Worldwide Headquarters here in Nashville, 844-747-2577. This is a different kind of talk radio show. We're not talking politics, we're talking purpose in your work. And if you're on purpose in your work, let me tell you something. You're on purpose in your life. A man or a woman who is doing what they were created to do, meaningful work, in their sweet spot, the intersection of talent, passion, and mission. Oh my goodness, let me tell you something. They're a better person. If you're not miserable at work or bored at work or in a toxic culture at work, you're a better spouse, parent, friend, family member. You just are. Not to mention, we all long to make a contribution in this world that matters deeply to us. This is why I say that you were created to fill a unique role. You were needed. You must do it. Let's help you figure it out. 844-747-2577. Some of you are saying, hey, Ken, I know what it is. I'm ready for a promotion. I'm ready to find the next opportunity. I can help you do that. I can help you. 844-747-2577. Real quick update. We like to call these Momentum Monday. I got a few emails here that I love these emails. If you want to email us your momentum story where you just make its progress, doesn't have to be huge, ask at kencoleman.com. Kevin writes in, hey, Ken, I was in a job that I enjoyed, but due to ethical reasons, I had to leave. So I started using your resume template, but I didn't have any people to put in the who I know section. But since I have 30 plus years of work experience, I also had to cut down all of my experience just for the relevant experience that you mentioned in your resume. So a similar position opened up at a competitor, and I used your template. Knowing that my cold resume submission probably didn't stand a chance, I called their corporate office, and I tracked down the corporate recruiter responsible for the position. She virtually hand-delivered my resume to the branch manager, and I got the interview, and I got the job. So I love this email because Kevin is an example. We get this call a lot. Ken, I don't know anybody. How do I meet somebody? Go meet them. Kevin picks up the phone with some gumption, facing rejection, facing fear, whatever he was facing, and he just called up. And he found out who was in charge of recruiting for the position. Got through to him and said, hey, I want the job, baby. I don't know if he said it like that or said it that way, but I'm going to tell you, that's what he did. Way to go, Kevin. Hey, Ken, how do I make a connection? Go find somebody and say hi. Show some enthusiasm, some vision, some passion. All right, next. Andrea writes in, I wanted to let you know that a couple days before a recent job interview, I pulled up your interview guide and answered all the questions, and I was really prepared. And I connected with a job where I had a previous coworker, and the other people knew me so well, and so they made the reference for me, and it worked. Your teaching is on target about your sphere of influence. I love that. Way to go, Andrea. And then Karen writes in, when I had to change jobs in 2020, I ended up at a job which quickly became apparent it was not a good fit for me. I read your book, The Proximity Principle, and at the end of 2020, I reached out to someone that I had enjoyed working for in the past, who I knew liked my work ethic and appreciated my ability to work independently. Well, they created a job for me, and now I'm thriving in my career as a programmer, doing the innovative work that I enjoy. Way to go, Karen. Again, the proximity principle works. In order to do what you want to do, get around people that are doing it in places where it is happening. Hit that web of connections, not just that inner circle of family and friends. Get outside to those acquaintances, social media. You know way more people than you think you do. You know plenty of people to get where you want to go. Stop making the excuse that you don't know anybody. It doesn't work here on the Ken Coleman Show. 844-747-2577. Hey, real quick, the show is growing, and we want to continue to super serve you, vast audience from around the globe, because the radio show goes global with the podcast of the show. YouTube, global. And so we want your thoughts. text the word SHARE to 33789. That's SHARE, 33789. Text the word SHARE to 33789. And it's a very quick little survey. And once you fill it out, you'll be automatically entered to win, to have a chance to win, rather, a $100 Amazon gift card. Again, text the word SHARE to 33789. I want to know what you want more of, what you need more of. 844-747-2577. Toby's up in Ashley, Indiana. Toby, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ken, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You bet.
I'm an AV tech, so I travel to work. I basically just install displays, security cameras, speaker equipment, so that company A over in Palo Alto, California, can talk to the other company B over in Florida. Thanks to the fear of COVID, a lot of the work on which I would be installing from the equipment has been either postponed or canceled.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have been sent home. They're getting their office right out of their homes. Not necessarily a big need or requirement for my line of work and the big businesses as it stands right now. And as the political climate continues the way it's going, not that I'm a fortune teller, but I have somewhat of a negative outcome or outview on on the potential within my line of work. And I know you're a question guy. You ask a lot of good questions. Current questions, individuals calling you up or sending you emails. So I'm wondering what questions I need to ask myself so that I can find my sweet spot and move forward in a better direction. We're on a debt-free journey, so I can't just sit on my rear end and expect the income to all come from my wife. So
well, let's start with this. You really enjoyed the work before COVID derailed it, correct?
That's correct.
So what you have to do is you get out a good old-fashioned piece of paper and pencil is my preference. You could type it out. But you got to list out what you liked most about the work itself. Well, Ken, I like the autonomy. I like traveling. I like coming in. Nobody's telling me what to do. I know how to set it up. I'm making this up. But that's the kind of stuff you have to write out. You have to say, this is what I enjoyed about the work. And when you write it out, it now becomes, it's less about this current job that has been hampered and limited by COVID and the economy and other things. And you realize, oh, this is what I loved about it. I loved constructing things. I loved setting things up. I love the autonomy. I love the travel. Whatever your list of things is, make the list of what you enjoyed most about that work and your current job. Once you've got that list, now it's just a function of, because now I can see and I've identified what I love, I can see that in other places in the marketplace. And so what you have to do until this particular part of the work economy comes back, assuming that it does, you say, all right, it's not about this particular company and these specific displays. There really is a general type of work that I really enjoy. I have high emotion for it. I have high devotion towards this work. And so now I'm going to go look for this work in other places. And when you do that, not only will you be aware of what you really enjoy doing, you'll be able to see it. You can literally go look, okay, well, this kind of work, a little bit different, maybe a completely different sector, maybe a whole different experience, but the work itself is the same. And so it's really important because here's what we know about the brain. We got this thing called the reticular activating system I talk about every once in a while on the show. We know this from neuroscience, that our brain acts as a high-tech camera. And when we think about things and notice things and see things in our mind, then our brain goes out and takes pictures of them. So when you write all this stuff down, as you're out looking for opportunity and work, your brain is going to see stuff that you never saw before. It's why when people buy a new car on the way home and for the next week, they see the car everywhere. They're like, hey, there's our car. There's not more of your car out than there was the day before. It's just you saw it and you see it everywhere. That's the exercise. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Ken Coleman Show continues from Ramsey Solutions World Headquarters here in Nashville, Tennessee. So grateful to have your ears with us because you matter. You have got a role that you were created to fill in your work, and we want to help you figure out what that role is and then come up with a plan to get there. We want to help you move up into that role if you know what it is and you're just looking for that opportunity. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577 is the toll-free number. Andrea is in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Andrea, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you so much for talking to me today.
You bet. Is it Andrea or Andrea?
Andrea.
See,
I also have an Andy.
I got to tell you, that is one that gives me so much. I never know when I see it on the board there. I'm like, well, here we go. Is it A or I? You never know. So good that I got it right. What's going on with you?
Okay. So my experience is as a business analyst in the financial industry.
Okay.
And I found a role I really want as a scrum master at a company that creates virtual education tools.
What did you call that? Hold on. What did you call that? A scrum master?
Yes.
Tell me what that is.
It's an agile IT methodology role. So that helps organize meetings, keeps everybody on task, and helps keep.
All right. I'm sorry to interrupt. Now I'm up to speed.
Fine.
I'm up to speed now.
Okay. So, I have no experience in that role, and I have no experience in that industry. So my question is, I have a cover letter and resume all ready to go. And I reached out to a contact I have at that company. I haven't heard back from her. Should I send in the cover letter and resume now anyway, or should I wait to hear from her?
I'd wait, because this is somebody you know personally that works in the organization that you're trying to make the connection with, like I teach, and see if she'll vouch for you and take your resume into the hiring manager. Is that that's what we're doing right now?
Yeah. She's a recruiter head that had helped replace me at a previous role, so...
But she's in that company. Is she in the current company?
She is.
Yeah, I would wait.
Yes.
How long has it been since you reached out?
About a day.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Yes. Wait. Because here's the deal. I don't want your resume and cover letter to be submitted through their online system, because I'm sure they have a digital system. Most companies do. And I don't want it to go in until we can get this lady or whoever your contact is to vouch for you and really endorse you.
Okay.
So yeah, just wait. Be patient. I know it's hard, isn't it?
Because they're moving really fast right now, so I didn't want to miss out.
Well, but, I know, but yeah. I mean, so did you call, leave a voicemail? Did you email? Tell me what the communication was.
It had to be through LinkedIn, because the phone number I have for her is old.
Oh, but come on. You're better than that. You are better than that. You know the name of the company, don't you?
I do.
Then get on the internet as soon as we're done with this call and find a phone number and get the receptionist on the line and say, hey, connect me to... And then leave her a voicemail. And then when you're on the phone, there's episode, say, hey, I've worked with her in the past, trying to reach out. I've got her LinkedIn from it. Would you allow me to have her email address and email this lady as well? But I mean, call, email, find a way to get to her. You can. Don't just rely on LinkedIn. She may not even check her LinkedIn messages for 6 days. Hello.
Good point. Good point. Yep.
Do not rely on LinkedIn for real communication. LinkedIn is a wonderful resource. I'm a huge fan of LinkedIn. But it is an information source, not a true communication source. You can get a hold of her. I read an email earlier in the program from a guy, Kevin Duckworth, who went and found the recruiter at the company. He didn't know anybody at the company. He went right to the recruiter, and the recruiter liked him and submitted him, and he got the job. Don't you take no for an answer. You know how to get a hold of this gal. You've got to have some Facebook connections. You've got to have some social media connections. Get her on the phone today. Leave a voicemail today. Write a handwritten note today. Get her email.
Okay.
Email her today. You got this, Andrea. Come on now. Don't you rely on LinkedIn. You go after this like your life depends on it. You got it?
I got it. Thank you, Ken.
Yeah, you just needed a nudge. More like a kick in the seat of the pants. Listen, folks, you got to get after this stuff like you really, really want it. And I'm not questioning Andrea. I know she wants it, but you got to act like you want it. How does a person act when they want it? Well, you could see it. You could feel the desire, the hunger. Come on. That's infectious. Don't be ashamed to do that. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you figure out how to make the income you want and the impact that you desire to make as well. That's right. You can marry your income and impact. Do work that matters deeply to you. It's called meaningful work. And show up on Monday mornings with the juice, not miserable. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. It's a toll-free number. It is your show. LaRon is going to join us in Queens, New York. LaRon, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, sir. Before COVID, I was a driver. Now I'm a scan operator. I've always loved traveling, and I am I'm a transit enthusiast. So as of right now, I did the career clarity guide, and I came to the conclusion that I should become a locomotive engineer, a.k.a. a railroad conductor slash driver.
Nice.
So one way of going about it, I was thinking to go to the military and have them train me. Mm-hmm. So because I don't want to pay for college and whatnot. So I'm the only program. I live in New York. There's a program. There's a community college in Kansas. 6 weeks online, I would get a certificate. The only thing is that I think it's like $8,000. My question to you today is, what is the best way of going about becoming a railroad driver?
Tell me more about when you said the first option, we'll call it option A, the military. Would they train you so you could operate locomotives and other train type cars or whatever for the military?
Yeah, so they have this program, the Railroad Operations under the Army National Guard.
Nice.
Or the regular Army.
How long would you have to commit to the Army if you signed up for that?
I want to say maybe 4 years at minimum.
Are you okay with that exchange? Because in exchange, you get trained and you'll be able to step out of the military right into the private sector. But, you know, you got to serve the military serve our country through the military for 4 years. If you're okay with that exchange.
I don't have a problem with that. My thing was just if I can do it as a civilian first, I was going to, you know, do it that way.
Well, but you can't. So I'm telling you, bro, you can do this, but you're going to have to buckle down and save $8,000. I mean, because here's the exchange. How long, let's say you work 2-3 jobs. Let's say you sold everything that you have. I don't know what your relationship status is. Are you married with kids? You got responsibilities?
Single. I'm single. I make $2,000 a month. I currently do Instacart on the side.
Dude, listen, how quickly if you just went crazy, I mean, like you ate, you sleep very little, and you work. How long would it take you to make $8,000 for this 6-week program?
I honestly don't know. I'm not really good at saving.
Well, okay. So you make $2,000 a month right now, correct? Or more?
Yeah. Yes, after taxes.
Okay. And how much do you have left over? Or are you just going paycheck to paycheck?
I'm going paycheck to paycheck.
All right. So my gift to you at the end of this phone call, I'm going to give you a free subscription to our Ramsey Plus membership, where you're going to get three things. Number one, you're going to get our classic series on Financial Peace University to know how to get out of debt and then eventually save money. It's going to be huge for you. You're going to get the Every Dollar app, which is a budgeting app, so you can budget every dollar. I think the difference is you just learning how to budget, LaRon. Just know where your money's going. Okay?
Yeah.
And here's the deal. I want you to take that for free. You got 90 days. It's a free trial. You can get out of it after 90 days if you don't want to do it. But you got to get a handle on your money, because here's the answer. I can't give you specifics, but let's just say that you went and busted it. You got control of your money. And let's say that you could save $400 a month. I'm just making this up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But let's say in your current paycheck, you were able to save $400 a month. And let's say you went out and made another $500 a month. That's $900 a month, Okay. So we're just doing simple math here, right? So to get to $8,000, you just start adding it up. Let's say if we round it up to $1,000 a month, if you made an additional $1,000 a month that you could save, okay, to get to the eight, that's 8 months to get 8,000. Maybe closer to a year, year and a half for you. You have to look at the year to year and a half, which I think you could do it faster. But let's just say it took you a year and a half to save up the $8,000 to go through that local community college program to be qualified to do the work you want to do. That's a year and a half versus 4 years.
Okay. You got a great point.
So the military option, it's a fine option and it's not a bad play. But your heart, yeah, your heart wants to do it the private sector way. And to be honest with you, you can do it faster. I think you're a young man who, being single in Queens, New York, I mean, we're talking the concrete jungle where dreams are made of. Okay. I didn't say that. Who said that? Jay-Z said that. Okay.
Yes,
so here's my point. If LaRon gets serious and he sees the dream of operating a locomotive and driving a locomotive, that's your dream, and it's just you, there's nothing stopping you from making $8,000 in a hurry. Am I right?
So right.
There's nothing stopping you. This is America, man.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. You just pointed out the whole year to 2 years to the 4 year scenario. That definitely makes sense.
I think you can do it. Listen, I think if you get really, really intense, I mean like all out, LaRon, like everything you got, baby, I think you can do it quicker than a year. I really do.
Yeah.
You don't need friends or a woman right now. You got a dream. The friends and the lady will be there later. Am I right?
Yeah, man.
What's that song? Yeah. What's the name of that song by Jay-Z that I quoted? What is the name of that song? Somebody help me out. What is it?
I can't even remember.
I think it's New York, Empire State of Mind. I can't remember.
Okay.
What is it?
Alicia Keys.
Yeah, Alicia Keys and Jay-Z. Yeah, listen, you need to blast that today.
Okay. I got you.
There's no stopping
you,
man.
I can definitely do that.
Yeah, you can. I'm going to listen to it after the show. I wish I was hip and I knew all the songs, but that popped into my mind,
cool.
You know? Like,
yeah.
There's no stopping LaRon from Queens.
Yes, sir.
Come on, baby.
I got you.
It's time for you to go. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. You know, Madison, let's make sure he gets Ramsey Plus and get him connected. I want to mention this for the rest of our audience. The fact of the matter is I'm blessed to have a mentor by the name of Dave Ramsey, the founder, CEO of Ramsey Solutions, host of The Ramsey Show. I'm one of the co-hosts of The Ramsey Show. But some of you don't know Ramsey Solutions per se as much. You've come to us from other places, and I'm thrilled. That's part of our mission. But if you're not familiar with what we do, we were founded on 7 baby steps to help people get out of debt, save money, and be able to live like no one else because there's no debt. They can pay their house off. They can do the vacations. They can send kids to college. All those things when you got your financial house in order. And the reality is that you just heard me talking to young LaRon. Your dream is going to cost you. It's going to cost you financially. It's going to cost you relationally in some ways. You're going to have to not spend as much time with some of the boys, the fellas, or whoever it is. Say no to family every once in a while, not long term. It's going to cost you. It just is. And the financial cost is debilitating and intimidating to many. But it doesn't have to be this huge financial burden. If you realize how to handle your money, which we teach at Ramsey Solutions, then the dream, you can get to the dream a lot quicker than you realize. So I want to tell you about Ramsey Plus. It is an amazing membership. DaveRamsey.com. Sign up for a free trial of Ramsey Plus today. It's a free trial. Kick the tires. And if it's working for you and you work it, it will work for you. Then you can stay with it. If it's not, and get out. You're going to get the proven plan with Financial Peace University, the 7 baby steps I mentioned. You're going to get to budget with our Every Dollar app, a world-class budgeting app. And then you're going to track your progress with our new Baby Steps app to help you stay on course if you're paying off debt. Go check it out today, DaveRamsey.com, and sign up for a free trial of Ramsey Plus today. Getting your financial house in order will fuel your progress way faster than you could ever imagine. 844-747-2577 is the number. KenColeman.com for a ton of free resources and paid resources. All right. My time is almost up, but before I let you go, I want you to know that you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.